see you wearing the ascot.
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
All right, here we go. You better get ready. He's fresh off the cruise, back at work right now. Roland Martin, what's going on?
Good morning, family. Al just kicked my butt on that cruise, Skip. And keep in mind, it costs so much to even get allergy medicine. I said, I'll just stay sick. I'm sorry. I can't even do it. So, first of all, good morning to you, Candy, as well as Gary Owen. Folks, I follow Victoria Rao on Twitter, and of course, many of you know her as Drusilla from Young and the Restless on CBS.
Right.
But she's been off the show a number of years, and she has been on a relentless campaign to ensure diversity on that show, significant black audience. But when you look behind the camera, you don't quite see it. She is my guest this morning. Victoria, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you have been, again, I follow you, but beyond Twitter, you have been on radio, on television the last several years. Tell our audience why you have been so relentless fighting for jobs for black folks behind the camera on Young and the Restless.
You know, and good morning to everybody else. You know, yesterday I was keynoting for a number of audience members, not only for the Education Administration, but also for the Congressional Black Caucus. And the following week, I will be also lecturing. And last week, I was presenting court-appointed special advocates, a group of about 1,200 people. Now, I've lectured for the past 20 years, primarily because of my my journey through the foster care system for about 18 years. So I'm not a former foster youth.
Right.
Some of the time, I am a foster alum of 9 million people all of the time. And so I've seen my fair share of disparity and depravity. And when I see injustice somewhere, I do speak up. And so it's not just now, but when I started at CBS in 1990 up until 2007, I always saw a disparity of African-Americans not included on the other side of the camera. I understand that African-Americans were put up in front of this particular number one show for CBS, which licenses the show now for 40 years. Young and the Restless just turned 40 in March. Sony owns 51% of the show. Bell Dramatic Serial Programming owns 48% of the show, and 1% belongs to Corday Productions. Okay, so the question became, if your audience is over 50% African-American, predominantly female in the South, that's where that market is strongest, the number one market is Louisiana.
Right, right.
Then why haven't there been any African American executive producers in any incarnation, a producer, co-producer, executive producer at all? Those black women and African Americans are spending that $1.3 trillion. Why haven't there been any executive positions? And that includes CBS in terms
zero. So in 40 years, none.
I call it 40 years, no mule. So how is it that your audience is over 50%, and check with Nielsen, is over 50% African-American? And, you know, they don't care about that. What they care about are black women buying Procter & Gamble products. Because Procter & Gamble sponsors the majority of the hour. They're buying everything from Crest to the Tampax. Black women, as you know, are generationally loyal consumers.
I got to ask you this question. So, look, I remember you went to the National Urban League. I know you spoke at Congressional Black Caucus. And so what has just been the reaction over the last years when you brought this up? What has been the reaction?
You know, I've been on this. I mean, I'm documented on with Inc. since 2003, you know, with Black Enterprise Magazine and many other organizations and magazines. But prior to that, hello?
Yeah, Victoria, I'm sorry. Almost out of time. You also launched a petition. Just where do folks go to read more about it?
MoveOn.org. MoveOn.org. And look up soap opera apartheid, because that's what this is.
Okay. All right. Victoria, I'm sorry. I'm out of time. I certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much. We'll be following your points on this. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.